moving into intermediate territory for fretboard theory, if you memorize the E and A strings between frets 0 and 7, then you can play any bar chord you need to, because string 6, fret 0 is E, and fret 7 is B, and the A string goes from A to E, so it covers a full octave. So all the notes you need are right there. So that's one thing. And as far as getting around on the rest of the guitar for intermediates, you need to know where your roots are. Whatever key you're in, there are several different systems. I'm not going to tell you which system I use, but there are several different ways of thinking on the guitar as to how to find, like if you're in the key of C, you know, how can you just like see in your mind's eye where all the C's are, and no pun intended, you know, and I'm not going to tell you how I teach it, but it's a very logical system. All the systems come to the same place, which is fretboard mastery. And so my thing is, you just select a system. Now, of course, if you have a teacher who can recommend which system is better than others, it goes a lot faster than you trying to choose. But the worst that can happen is you're trying to do a part from this part of one system and this part of another system, and you learn in bits and pieces. This is what happens on YouTube when people are trying to learn from that, or even from method books. Just pick one system and stick to it, and just do that system, and it links up all the roots. In other words, whatever key you're in, you should always know where all those, they should light up in your mind's eye, right on the, like the same way that if you're in G on a piano, it, to a pianist, all those G's sort of light up as the home key, you know, all the way up and down the piano. So I'm not going to go into detail here, but there's a very logical, easy to understand system to connect all the roots. And even if you don't end up using my system, you should choose a system and stick with that and that only. People will say, well, I guarantee, I've had this conversation with students or prospective students. Well, I guarantee insert your favorite player's name here doesn't know about the X, Y, and Z system. And I say, well, actually they do know about it. They just don't know they know it. So like I said, every system ultimately leads to fretboard mastery. And once you have fretboard mastery, the system becomes immaterial. It's just a vehicle to get you there. So choose one system and stick with it.